Let's continue in the meantime.
Quote 6 from Rabash, article concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and love of others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Well, we have to go above here. We have to break through.
7. Article, We Shall Do and We Shall Hear by Rabash. When a person annuls himself before the other, it is not necessarily external annulment, but internal too. External means what is seen on the outside, that which is revealed. When everyone can see that he thinks nothing of himself, but regards his friend as being at a more important degree than his own. This is shown by the acts that he does before his friend. And there is also internality called hidden. These are the thought and the mind which he must annul before his friend as well. This is the meaning of what is written, my soul shall be as... Number 8, from Rabash, letter 42. It is written, and the people encamped as one man and one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. It follows. We should understand how could they be as one man with one heart, since we know what our sages said. As their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they annul their selves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views. Since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority. Number 9, Rabash 2, letter 65. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although the mind and desire, he sees that the body disagrees by annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of for his own sake. He should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself, and he asks the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
Ten.
From Rabash 3, entry in the work. After he achieves the degree called Lolishma, not for her sake, he is rewarded with other phenomena when he comes to a higher state. That is, at that time, he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled and is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then he is in a state of lishma, for her sake, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. Then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow.
He raises a prayer.
Excerpt number 11, Rabash 2. What is there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none else besides you in the work. The main thing that is hard for us in is to enter the Ubar, meaning that the will to receive will receive within it a different desire called desire to bestow. When a person is rewarded with the state of Ubar, an embryo, meaning that within the desire to receive enters a desire to bestow, this is considered that the Creator forms a form within a form. We should understand this wonder of forming a form within a form. According to what we interpreted, this is a great novelty, a real miracle, since it is against nature. For only the Creator can change nature, and it is out of man's hands. This is the novelty, that the Creator forms the form of bestowal within the form of the mother, which is the form of reception. This is called the Kedusha, sanctity, that the Creator gives. It is said, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you. As there is no one in the world who can change nature and make within the kli that comes to a person by nature the desire to receive, that it will later have a different nature called desire to bestow.
Get a mispar 12.
Excerpt number 12, letter 8. And once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends. And it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them, the hands embrace, the feet dance in a circle, in love and joy, together with them. And I transcend my corporal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the eye is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.